Good morning. Hello.
Leah Shalek is in Israel, and she is in our chat today.
Oh my God, she's been giving
everybody updates on what's going on in Israel.
Leah. Oh, my God.
You take care of yourself, Leah.
Right. We all need to pray for Leah.
That's right. Because she was, I'm going to say this wrong because it's been a few minutes since I saw these comments, but I think she is on the north side of Israel where there's now some rocket activity from Lebanon, and Lebanon sucks at rockets, so it's not really affecting them too badly. But yeah, welcome. Welcome to Israel, Leah.
welcome to here, Leah.
Yeah, welcome to the chat.
Yeah.
In Israel, can you even?
I can't. That's just, I mean, what time is it in Israel?
Yeah, it's probably late afternoon,
Leah?
Right?
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I'm asking. I have no idea what time it is there.
Leah, tell us what time it is over there in yonder Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would like very much to know what the time difference is. I'm pretty curious about that. Is she going to say, Leah?
Yeah, well, just when we see it, we'll let everybody know, or somebody give us a shout out and tell us what. I'm just curious. Thank God she's safe.
Yeah. All right. We need to hope that when Leah is, when it's after 1 p.m. Oh, it's 1:30. Okay, thank 1:30. You, Leah. Okay,
okay,
so it's not time yet for you to go retire into your bed with all of your MyPillow sheets and your MyPillow pillows. But you should, because there is nothing like a good afternoon nap on a MyPillow pillow, and you can get a huge discount, you guys, using code
CHICKS. Do it in the Holy Land. Take a nap in the Holy. Can you imagine? I've always wanted to go there. I've always wanted to go to Israel. I mean, obviously I wouldn't be napping when I was in Israel. I'd be like seeing all the things, but man, it's like now I think, will I ever be able to go there? You know?
You will. I think you
think?
Will. Yes, I'm an optimist, so I feel like you will. Get your pillows by calling 1-800-875-0513, use code CHICKS, or go to mypillow.com. And you guys, they still have the kitten fur squeezy technology slippers and moccasins. So get those. And also think about getting your sets of towels, which are more than half off right now. $45 for a whole set of towels. And they are amazing.
Yeah, it's the perfect time to get them. It's the perfect time. And this is like the season of weddings and showers and all sorts of things. It's like a perfect gift, you guys. Like I have a wedding this weekend. I have a wedding coming up in August. We have all sorts of this is the time. Like it's the perfect gift. I would have loved to have gotten those a couple of sets.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have gotten those as a wedding present.
Seriously. I still would.
Or a shower gift. I know.
I would
right?
still love to get those as gifts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, so guess what I'm going to do on Saturday? I'm going to get, because a whole bunch of people during the show were like sending messages saying, oh, you can get an antibody test for super cheap, because I didn't
right.
think I could.
I got so many messages about that yesterday. Yeah, like where you can get them like really cheap, like at Kroger and stuff like that.
I'm going. I have an appointment at the Kroger on Saturday.
Right.
So I'm going to see.
Okay. Well, I mean, the one who wrote me, Dawn, my friend Dawn, she was like, you can get it really, really cheap at Kroger. It's like, I can't remember the exact price, but it's way less than what you were saying that you get it for. Because I think you said $129. And I think this is like under $50 you can get it for.
Yeah. Well, I think that the one that I saw was like $90, but they turn it into insurance. And it's mostly like 100% covered anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I don't think it's going to cost very much. And so my husband and I are both going to go, and we're just going to see.
I can't wait to see what your results
are. I know. It could be zero. And honestly, if it's zero, then I won't feel quite as like freaked out about the vaccine as I currently do, not knowing, you know, how protected I already am. So that will be interesting. So I'm going to do that Saturday. Obviously, I will alert you as to my results. It does take 72 to 96 hours, though.
Yeah, but that's okay.
So I won't know right away.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande is married. Does anybody care?
Nobody cares. Remember that donut licking, America hating, you know, pop star? Remember her? Yeah. My daughter and I watch a lot of, lately because we've been in this apartment, and I watch a lot of like Victorious. You guys, I don't know if there are any moms and dads out there that watch these shows. I don't know if they're Nickelodeon or Disney show. I have no idea. But we watch Victorious. We watch iCarly, they're kind of old shows from like the 2000s, like the mid 2000s. we've like binge watched them, but she likes all those shows. And Ariana Grande was on them. She was on a lot of these shows. She plays like a really dumb, she's dumb in a lot of these shows. Really dumb. And I don't know if that's just like, if that's just her who thing. She is, if like, she doesn't have to act much or what, but she's in a lot of these shows just being really dumb. And so that's how I know her. I don't listen to her music a lot. I don't know anything about her much now, other than the fact that she licked donuts and she hates America, you know? And she sings a lot of songs that sound exactly the same.
And if you don't read the lyrics, you will never know what she's saying. Like you, there's no way. Cause she slurs all of the words together in that very beautiful high voice. And I'm just like, yeah. What are you even, girl? Yeah. What she are does, you saying?
She does have a good set of pipes. I mean, I'll get
oh that. Yeah.
She does have, I mean, she has a great singing voice. The funny thing is that when you watch these old shows and she was not the star. Like she is just like this like peripheral character in all these shows, and all these other girls were like the front and center stars that you thought were going to be the breakout pop stars. Mm-mm. It was like this little short little stumpy redhead girl, and then she ended up being Ariana Grande, you know. So it's kind of crazy that who was she's the girl who ended up being super popular and successful. It's just crazy. And then these other girls, they're like gone. They dropped off the face of the earth. It's really strange.
So, well, she's married. After a few strikeout engagements, she's done like the J-Lo engagement thing where she just gets engaged to literally everybody she dates and then it doesn't work out. Mm-hmm. But she just went ahead and got married in a very quiet, pretty small sort of thing.
I like
20 something people.
I think that's the way it should be done.
Yeah. Somebody's saying that she's a man eater and that they give him 2 years. I mean, maybe this is the one, you guys. He looks like a normal person and not like crazy. Yeah. Like her boyfriends have looked before.
I think he's like a real estate dude. So, you know, there's that. I don't know. I'll give it like 5 to 7, which is pretty good for a
month.
Like I'm being 5 to 7 years, which I feel I feel like that's pretty good odds for celebrities, don't you think? I'm being very generous.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think I'm being very nice.
I think that sounds very, very nice.
Yeah.
Yesterday, both in here and when you were my surprise guest host on the Chick on the Right show.
Super fun yesterday.
Who tuned in? Did you guys listen to the radio show yesterday and hear the surprise?
Ron Callen. I don't know if I'm pronouncing your last name, Ron, but Ron said that he did. Thank you, Ron, for listening. It was very sweet.
So, and we got tons of voicemails from people that were so excited. And they said the sweetest things. I can't wait for you to hear these.
Really?
Because people were so dear. Yeah. I mean, just, oh my gosh, they were so dear.
Oh my gosh.
But one of the things that we talked about in here and on the actual radio show was Don Lemon and how he was like teasing that he was going to be changing up his show, right? So last Friday night, he was all, okay, you guys, it's the end of an era and you're going to have to tune in because I'm going to be making like this huge announcement. So then like the four people that like him were like, no, and they were freaking out. And so then he released another video going, oh my God, you guys, calm
down. I'm not leaving. Yeah, I'm not leaving. Yeah.
Don't worry. I'm not leaving CNN. I promise you. He was like, but you're going to have to tune in on Monday night to see what's really going on. Do you want to know what's really going on?
What's really going on?
He basically, at the end of his show last night, and of course I didn't watch it, but I read this this morning.
Yeah.
At the end of his show, he announced, you know how they do the transition, or it was either at the end of the show or the beginning of the show. Who's first, him or Cuomo?
Oh my God, you're asking, I don't know. I don't know. So I think that, I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like I don't know either, but you know how they always do a banter at the top of one of
their
shows?
I know they chitty chat with each other.
Yeah. So it was during that. And he said, so basically the big announcement is that he's done a special about Marvin Gaye that they were basically just promoting. That's it.
How is that the end of an era?
Oh, okay. Well, so the end of the era part of the big announcement is that they... Are you ready for this? Because it's so dumb.
I want to know. Okay.
So they changed the name of the show from CNN Tonight with Don Lemon to Don Lemon Tonight.
Oh my God.
That's it. That's the announcement. That's
why
it.
Why is CNN so stupid? Why are they so stupid?
Can you even?
And you know that his four little fans were like, oh God.
I've so happy for him. Oh my God. That was so great. First. Oh.
That's so great. They all think that's really wonderful. Meanwhile, the rest of us were like, this is so dumb for real.
This is so dumb for real.
Nobody
and I
cares.
Guess, well, all of CNN's ratings have completely tanked, right? But his in particular are really bad. And so maybe they all were like, ooh, how can we build some excitement and some, you know, mystery and anticipation?
This isn't going to do it. You know what else doesn't do it? It's him on a treadmill in a white turtleneck with his nipples, like his man boobs. I don't, like, what is it with these guys and their white shirts? And I don't get it.
At least there were no barbells like
that's
Andrew
true.
Cuomo.
He doesn't have his nipples pierced like Andrew Cuomo.
Okay, hang on. I got to turn off my heat. It's really hot. Hang on.
Really? Okay. She's gonna, you guys, in that office, I went into that office yesterday and I immediately was like, it's like 25 degrees colder in that office. And
I can never wear like just a t-shirt. You know what I mean?
You have to wear a parka into that studio. It's so freaking cold. And I forgot how cold it was because I haven't been there in seven. Well, I mean, I've been there not just on occasion, but not every day in 7 months. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So cold, you guys.
It's so freaking anyways, cold.
Yeah. So Don it's Lemon is, cold. He's a moron. Okay. We
can- So that was his big news that had everybody riled up.
Yay. Okay.
Such big news.
Hey, it's the chicks here. Mock and Daisy coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when like I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50. And all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
All, I was like, why you got to remind me that I'm getting
totally
old? Why you got to do that?
Totally remember. Yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
cancel
it too.
Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today.
Also,
I read this morning that Cori Bush, I didn't realize she's one of the squad members, the most recent
She's like the freshman squad member.
Yeah. Right. And she's actually the one whose video started going viral that caused all the hullabaloo around Mother's Day because she kept calling it Birthing Person's Day.
Yes. Oh my God.
And she's a nurse. So, I mean, I don't know.
Oh my God. Could you imagine that woman like taking care of you?
No. God, no.
I'd be like, I'd rather be sick. Thank you.
Well, I didn't realize that she had COVID. I don't know when. It doesn't matter. But she had COVID and it was a bad enough case of it that she was hospitalized. But she apparently, in addition to being a nurse, is also an ordained minister of some sort through a weird church sect. She follows some Nigerian faith healer guy.
Okay. So a shaman, like one of those shaman people.
Yeah. Anyway, she follows this guy. That's how she became ordained through whatever his church is. And of course, he's one of those like really, really rich dudes that has all the fancy cars. He's basically the Joel Osteen. I'm sorry to those of you who are like Joel Osteen fans. I cannot stand him.
I know we're probably going to get all these like letters going, how dare you say mean things about Joel Osteen? It's like,
look up his house.
Yeah,
look up his house.
Right.
And then tell me what you think about Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
He's disgusting.
I mean, well, the bottom line is it's an okay comparison. Continue.
Yeah. Anyway, so this guy's obviously really rich. He's constantly putting stuff on social media of him in these fancy cars and like really fly suits and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, he is claiming, I don't know why today that he's claiming it, but he's now claiming that when she was in the hospital suffering from COVID, she called him and he cured her over the phone in 30 minutes. So he
So he's claiming this or is she claiming this? He's claiming it.
And so far she hasn't commented. And I would really love for her to comment because if she says, it's true, then I think it's safe to say that everybody can just start ignoring her completely.
Yeah.
Because she's mental.
The fact that she follows this guy and he's like, I cured her. And this is the party of science, you guys.
Yeah.
This is the party of science.
Science.
Yeah. And she calls people birthing. She calls us mothers birthing people.
Mm-hmm. Birthing people. Birthing, which, you know, that's kind of a slam people. To adoptive moms too, right? Mm-hmm. Like, can you just say Mother's Day and just stop being insane?
No, they can't. They can't. They cannot stop being insane. They can't.
By the way, when you were here co-hosting yesterday, we neglected to mention that it was Idahobbit Day. And I didn't know that it was Idahobbit Day until after the fact, into the evening.
All right. So before we got on, we usually kind of go through like a little bit of a point by point is what we're going to talk about in our little show, right? She goes, I'm not going to tell you what that is.
Until we're live.
I go, what the hell are you talking about? And she goes, I'm not going to tell you until we're live. Okay, so I don't know what this is, you guys.
Well, I
don't know
and before I give you the acronym thing, you should know that Biden and Harris like jointly released a big proclamation about it. Like they were like, on this very solemn and sacred Idahobbit Day, we want to show our support for the day. So it stands for International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Interphobia, and Transphobia. Idahobbit.
Idahobbit. Okay.
It's Idahobbit Day.
It's Idahobbit Day.
Or it was yesterday.
Okay, so go back. Because I need to understand how it all, like how the acronyms work. Can you do it again?
International Day Against
Homophobia,
biphobia, interphobia, and transphobia.
Okay, all right. So they put some stuff in. Okay, so they made it into Hobbit. Into
yeah, they use the ho, like the homophobia. They use ho.
They use ho.
Right.
I got it. They use
and
ho
then bi, and then
it.
Yeah.
All right. So transphobia. They made it into Idahobbit. That's so clever. Isn't that clever, you guys? Clever.
Have you ever heard the word biphobia before?
No.
I'd never heard that, but I didn't even know that was a thing. But apparently,
well, I mean, they make stuff up all the time. They make it up all the time, kind of like Idahobbit. Because at first when you said Idahobbit, I was like, is this something about Lord of the Rings? What is this?
I know. I really almost like it's an answer to somebody going, are you the Hobbit? And you're like, Idahobbit.
Idahobbit. You're not the Hobbit. Idahobbit. Not you. These people are freaking insane.
And like, the president and vice president actually like recognize this ridiculous day.
The president and the vice president of the United States of America. This is where we are, you guys. Like, you have to laugh at it in order to not go, like, to just not cry every day, to not go into your pantry and like close the door and start eating Cheetos and just start crying. I mean, am I the only one? I mean, my pantry's not that big, but I wish my pantry was that big to actually go in it and close the door and start crying with Cheetos. Seriously, because these people are insane. They're insane.
It's an actual thing, though.
Okay,
real.
So C Noon says it's the International Day of Asshats, Hypocrites, Obtuse, Bitchy Idiots, and Twerps.
I like that better. I like that better.
Okay. I mean,
you know what I also like? I like me some Genucel product, you guys. And if you have not...
That transition was so
thanks.
Great.
Thank you so great. Much. Thank yeah, you. Appreciate it. Really it. But good. For real, you guys, if you go to lovegenucel.com/chicks and use code
chicks,
you get 10% off of whatever you order, whatever you order. But if you happen to get what's called the most popular products package, which is on lovegenucel.com/chicks, you get the free, I'm saying free as in without expense, Zotique Deep Correcting Serum.
And I use it all the time. I love it. It's like gold. It's like liquid gold. You guys, I love it. So I use the Zotique all the time. I use the Zotique now. I use it on my neck a lot, but I use it under my eyes. Like every night I put it on my eyes. Mm-hmm. And then I use their XV cream a lot too. So those are my two go-tos. I love them. The fact that you get it for free is kind of nice.
Yeah, like and you get it when you buy the most popular right. products package, and that is the most popular products package because those are the most popular
right
products.
Good stuff. So definitely, so go to lovegenucel.com/chicks, enter code chicks, get the percentage off. It's good stuff, you guys. Good stuff.
For real, you need to get it immediately because it's thebomb.com. And we're getting a lot of positive feedback from people about it, for real.
Yeah, people really love it.
And it's Genucel. So yeah. Anyway. All right. So We are going to be doing another deep dive today, another deep dive podcast, and you guys are not going to want to miss it when it comes out tomorrow, because we're going to be talking all about this gender weirdness, particularly with respect to this new article that we saw yesterday about penis prosthetics for itty bitty kids.
For infants, you guys. Infants.
To wear in their diapers.
Yeah.
We're going to be getting into that.
This is a real thing. This is happening.
Yeah. This is a real thing, and it's horrendous. And I cannot even believe that we're at, And then, and that was when we didn't even know, like, we were already going to have this discussion because of all of these celebrities that are, it's just this phenomenon where all these celebrity kids are trans, right? And so we were going to talk about that. And then we saw this article yesterday and we were like, oh my God, now there's so much to say.
Yeah, so, there's a lot to say. So we're going to have a discussion about that, how it's very, like, these, it is, there are countless celebrity children who are, all the different words that you use that I don't understand, but they're that, and then they are trans as well. And they're trans at such a young age.
Yeah. You know, like, why you don't understand them? I'd have it.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about that in our deep dive today. Yeah.
Yes. You guys, and that'll be out tomorrow. And you can get that where all podcasts are found, whether that's Apple iTunes or wherever.
Do you want the CIA choosing their personnel based on intersectionality or based on competence? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll discuss how identity politics are endangering our nation. I'll also be joined by Tiffany Smiley, the amazing wife of a wounded warrior who is now running for the U.S. Senate in Washington State. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for talks. Today's talks are a little on the serious side, you guys. So I just wanted to warn you about today's talks. There's no screaming huskies today.
I can't believe you're not going to throw in a screaming husky at the end. Like, what's going on?
I've got a couple that I thought were just really good. Now, one of them is funny, but it's about being biracial. And so just listen really carefully to what this guy is saying, because he is a biracial man basically trying to make light of the difficulties of being a biracial man. Are you ready for his joke?
Ready. I'm ready.
You guys don't understand how hard it is to be half black, half white. Like, you don't realize that it's, like, not easy being half Soul Food, half Soul Cycle. Like, it's difficult being half green juice, half grape drink. Like, it's hard being half Wakanda Forever, half Best Friends Forever, half Lil Wayne, half John Wayne, half DaBaby, half Boss Baby, half Michael Jackson, half, well, Michael Jackson. All I'm saying is cut your biracial friends some slack, you know, because there are days where I'm hangry or haven't had my cup of coffee yet. And, like, in those moments, all I ask is that you remember that I am half KFC, half KKK.
He's so funny.
Oh, my God.
Also, and this is related to Ida Hobbit and all of these crazy gender, whatever, weird things. So this is a real, I love this guy because he's basically having a play conversation with himself. But he's asking questions in a way that I think everyone needs to remember when you come across somebody who's trying to say, I don't feel like a woman and therefore my pronouns are he, she, whatever.
Yeah.
His line of questioning is so perfect. You're going to love this. Listen.
What if I told you that girls act a certain way and guys act a certain way? That doesn't make any sense. There's no way to act if you're a girl or a guy. Exactly. I agree with you. I was just saying that to prove my next point. What do you mean? I don't really care what pronouns you use, but that doesn't mean I understand why you just change them just to change them. I'm not just changing them to change them. It's because I don't feel like a boy on the inside, so I'm a she/her. Right, I identify as a man because I'm a man. But you just said right now that girls acting like girls, guys acting like guys, that's not a thing. Sure. But what do you mean then when you say I don't feel like a boy? Tell me what feeling like a man means, because normally when we say the difference between men and women, we get called misogynist. So without sounding hateful by your definition, what does it mean I don't feel like a boy or a man? Well, I just don't feel like one, okay? Right, and I'm not asking because you're upsetting me. I'm just curious. Because you can argue, well, men generally feel more masculine and maybe you feel more feminine. But if that's the case, why can't you just be a more feminine man or a more masculine woman? If it's all just a social construct, then why does it matter if you're masculine or feminine, if you have this thought or that thought? You can still be what you are. But I'm legit curious. What if I told you that?
Right? Was that perfect?
It was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. I mean, this is the thing. They're all getting so convoluted. And it's the giant pretzel, right?
Yes.
We're getting into the giant pretzel. And that's what I was trying to understand yesterday. Like, when we were on the radio show, sorry, your radio show yesterday. It was ours just for a split second.
It was ours for the day. It was glorious.
For the day, yes. But when we were talking about all these different pronouns, and you were reading the list, and it was like Zizir and Neener Neener and all these other, like all this other crap. And I was like, wait,
yeah.
Wait, but what do they mean? Like, how do I know that somebody is a Neener Neener as opposed to a Fair Fear or Zizir or something? What differentiates them? Because you're making all these different things up. There has to be a differentiation, right? Because there's a differentiation between a she, her, and a he, him, right? There is a delineation between the two. That's clear to people.
And it's common knowledge. It's right. Like a common shared knowledge.
Right. So what's the delineation between all this other bullshit? Like, mm-hmm. Tell me what it is. I need to know what it is in order for me to understand. Make me understand what it is. What are the characteristics that each one of these things have? Because I know what the characteristics are of he, her, or he, him, sorry, and she, her. I know what those are. I'm trying to understand what those other ones. And they can't tell me.
No, they can't. Because it's all bull crap. And it means nothing. Especially because there's so many. Like, what the hell? Where did that one come from?
So they're just making it up. It's like, I almost feel like we're in this, like, it's just, we're all being punked at this point. Like, it's just, and people just go along with it because they don't want to be called names. They don't want to be called, like, transphobic and whatever obic of the day. You know, they don't want to be called intolerant. And so it's insane. It's like, it's insane. I'm just waiting for somebody to go, oh my God, you guys have all been punked.
Yeah.
It's insane. Yeah.
Absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. And we were talking about that because Instagram now allows you to choose from this crazy list of pronouns for your own personal, you know, page or bio or whatever. And we were just like, what? I mean, I thought I was pretty hip to a lot of those words. And clearly I was not hip to all the words because I had never heard co-coast before. I was like, where did that come from?
Tell me what that means. What does co-coast mean? And then we can talk. Tell me what are the differentiating factors or the characteristics between co-coast and like the Neener Neener one?
Mm-hmm. Because that's you're not even making that up when you say neener neener. It's like near near something.
Like, yeah. There's so many on that list. I can't keep track. Somebody needs to make not only just a list of pronouns, but tell me what the characteristics are of those pronouns.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can do that with she, her, and he, him. I can do that. I can tell you what some of the characteristics are. I can. It's like women are from, you know, what, Venus, and men are from Mars, right? It's like we can tell you what we can do that. And I can point out characteristics of those two. I need to see characteristics. I need to understand the differences between these. And then we can talk. But when you just start throwing out a list and I'm supposed to just accept that and as that's just the rule now, like I'm supposed to just accept it. No. I'm not going to just go, okay, I have to learn all these and memorize them. And if I don't memorize them, I'm a terrible person. And I'm somehow going to be in culture jail if I don't accept them the way that you want me. I'm not going to play that.
Yeah.
No.
It's so dumb. And the next time you hear somebody say trans women are women or trans men are men, ask them what a woman is and see what happens. Because if you say, well, then what is a woman? And I don't know how they would begin to define that. If they're saying trans women are women, then what is a woman exactly?
Right.
Give me a definition because I don't get what y'all are doing. I don't get it.
All right. Christy's right. Christy's right. Yeah.
What'd she say? I missed it.
She said boys have a penis and girls have a vagina.
Is that movie even allowed to be shown now?
Probably not. And you know what? I'm surprised that Arnold Schwarzenegger hasn't apologized.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
Yeah. He'll probably get up on a podium and apologize for it now. Fawn all over people and trip all over people to apologize. Seriously. Oh. And the tiny little boy that said it, I'm surprised he's not like, getting up on some sort of getting on social media and saying, oh my God, I apologize for being that horrible little boy who said that in a classroom.
Mm. Oh my gosh, I'm so curious now about where his mind is about having been in that movie. Because, you know, he's an adult now.
Right. He's probably been completely blackballed from Hollywood.
Probably. Imagine. So.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. All right. It is time to do the bringing of the end.
We're bringing of the end, you guys. Bringing of the end. No screaming huskies. You're going to have to scream.
I'll have to find one for tomorrow. I promise it'll be some sort of creature tomorrow.
You guys, we hope you have a fantastic Tuesday. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Joe Manchin says no to DC statehood, and Joe Biden says no to taking off his mask around other vaccinated people. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives, and we'll have a lot of fun, too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.